A reflection on Psalm 139. Many of the Psalms are reflections about God. Psalm 139 addresses God directly from beginning to end in dialogue. This psalm is personal. There are four movements of six verses. They alternate from the inside to the outside, back to the inside again, and then out to the world. Verses 1 to 6. You know me. You know me inside out, upside down and back to front. You know every thought, every word, every action, every journey, every resting place. This psalm can be said by anyone. It's a psalm for the entire human race. God knows each of us. This knowledge is not a burden or oppressive. This knowledge is too wonderful for me. Something we work at remembering every day of our lives. This knowledge is grounded in God's love for us. We believe that each person is unique and to be loved because God has made us to be unique. Think for a moment about when you feel most loved and when you feel most unloved. And remember, God is present in both. Verses 7 to 12. You are everywhere. In the portion from Scripture we heard this morning, there were some missing verses, which I read you now. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. This part of the psalm explores and tests the places where it is hardest to find God. It is easy to find God in the heavens or in familiar places, or in the morning light. But God is even in the hardest places. Sheol is the place of the dead. The sea is the symbol of chaos and danger. Darkness is the place of fear and ignorance. God is even here. When we are in those places, when life is challenging or difficult, God is with us to bring strength and comfort and order and peace. There is nowhere that God is not. Think for a few moments about places where you feel out of touch with God. And be aware that God is there. Verses Verses 13 to 18, you made me. These are words that everyone can say. You were there in my mother's womb. You knit me together. You formed me in the secret places. And as we say them, we remember the words from Genesis chapter 1. God saw everything that had been made, and behold, it was very good. We are all part of God's creation. Each of us is loved. Each has many gifts. And all draw love from one another. All point to the grace of God, individually and together. Think for a moment about the parts of you which you find most difficult to accept as wonderfully made. Verses 19 to 24. Lead me, Lord. All is not well in this world. There is cruelty and hatred, violence and despair. Help us to pray, your kingdom come. Help us to use our gifts to build a better world. Help us to pray, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Help us to go even further than this beautiful psalm. Help us to not hate and to overcome evil with good and to forgive, because this is the way of Jesus. When hatred or cruelty are too hard to understand, help us still to love. Help us to remember where we began, that you know us and love us. Help us to be honest with you and with others. Search our hearts, O God, and lead us in the way everlasting. Amen.